Well, good morning, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Welcome to the official welcome to the Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa Saturday morning, pretty much ending the prayer week. But I wanted to unofficially invite you to the continuing 6:30 Saturday morning prayer meeting. This group, most of this group here, we meet every week right over there in the family room. And we have coffee. We have a little bit this morning. I think there's enough there for this group here. If we get a lot of people, we'll run out. But we have coffee on Saturday mornings. And then we go through the prayers in the Bible. So we start each prayer meeting with a little devotion on a prayer in the Bible. And I think that sets us up for prayer. So I believe that prayer meetings should be a little worship service. So we'll sing a song, Just As I Am this morning, which came to mind as I look at the prayer we want to look at in the Bible. The prayer we're going to look at this morning is the only time in the Scripture that we read that Jesus rejoiced. Now, he was not necessarily, although he was a man of sorrow, he did not necessarily never rejoice, but the only time we have it recorded that he rejoiced reminded me of this particular week where we come to him in prayer. And he rejoiced because of the Lord choosing babes to work through. The disciples had been sent out on a mission trip, and they came back all excited about casting out demons and healing the sick. And he said, yeah, that's good, but rejoice in this, that your names are written in the book of life. Amen? So there's been a lot of prayer going on this week, but I think the thought came to me, we want to remember what it's all about. It's all about the fact of what Jesus has done for us. It's all about the fact that it's through the power of the Holy Spirit. So we see the disciples in the early days there coming back, empowered by the Spirit, casting out demons and healing and proclaiming the word. And Jesus is rejoicing because babes are being used. Not scholars, not rabbis, not PhDs, not graduates of every institution, but just the common, ordinary people is who God works through. And that's so exciting for the church, right? Because who is the church? The church is common, ordinary people. And so common, ordinary people filled with the Spirit can be used by God to cast out demons, to heal the sick, and to proclaim the word. Now, it's not just the wonders and the signs and the miracles, although we kind of like those because it kind of makes us exciting, but that doesn't change anybody. Really, what changes the people is the word of God. But here we are this morning with prayer, and we can pray. On the back of your sheet are all of the prayer requests we've had for the whole week down at the bottom. And Saturday was originally scheduled to be prayer for the sick, but we started Sunday night with Monday, and it's been a day off all the time. So don't worry about the days. And when you get into your small groups, just pray for anything the Spirit leads you. And if you can't think of what really, maybe these lists will remind you to go down these lists. And anywhere on here, we've been praying for these things all week. And so I talked to Pastor Brian about what we should cover this morning. And he said, just summarize what we've been doing all week. A little bit, maybe the very first one was revival, repentance, our church. But all of these things are important, whatever the Spirit lays on your heart. And so we're going to break up in small groups in just a minute. And when we break up in small groups, I would urge you, those of you who like to sit on a big table, that's fine, except that if you got seven at a table, only one out of seven is praying. I'd like to keep the groups no more than three. So if you want to sit at the same table, that's fine, but break it into two groups, one on each end, if you will, or move around. We've got a whole big room here. And then if a third of us are praying all the time, that's a lot better than one out of seven, right? And also, we can keep our voices low when we're in small groups. When we're in big groups, we have to speak up for people to hear, but then that's very distracting for the ones next to us. So small voices, short prayers as led by the Spirit, and who knows what the Lord will do, right? So let's begin by singing Just As I Am. And just to meditate on this, if you want to sing along with it, it's fine. It's Billy Graham, one of Billy Graham's renditions, but we can sing along with it. I think the words are up here on the top of your page. We'll stop there because we've got a few more verses, but I really want to get on into prayer. So this morning we're looking at a prayer by Jesus to the Father in Luke chapter 10. And the context here, the 70 returned with joy in verse 17. Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice that your names are written in the book of life. Amen? Amen. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced. Now, this word rejoice means joyed to the extreme. It means exulting in joy. There's a number of rejoicings in the scripture, but this is the strongest one. So Jesus is rejoicing exceedingly. What's he rejoicing in? And as I mentioned earlier, this is the only place in the Bible that I'm aware of that it actually says Jesus rejoices. So what does he rejoice in? He rejoices in the Spirit said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Now notice the address there. The address in prayer is always important, isn't it? We want to pray to the right God. There are a lot of gods in this world, not in this room, but in this world, and we want to pray to the right one, and of course, Jesus praying to the Father. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them to babes, or another translation could be to little children. You've hidden it from the wise, you've hidden it from the rabbis and the PhDs and the advanced degrees and all of that, and you've revealed them to babes or to little children. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight. So that's where we are today. Here we are, in a sense, as little children, but relying on the power of the Holy Spirit, we've been equipped to pray, and we've been equipped to do the things that the disciples did under the power and through the power of the Holy Spirit right here in the Gospel of Luke. And so Jesus rejoice. In verse 22, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it. And aren't we thankful this morning for what we've seen and heard? Aren't we thankful for the gospel? Aren't we thankful for salvation? And when we think of 7 billion people, how many of those 7 billion people really know what you know? Probably not very many. But he's got us here as saved people for one reason only, and that's to do his work through us for his glory, and when he's done with us, we're out of here. So we want to pray this morning, and we want to pray as you would be led by the Spirit. And so if you're kind of clustered in this group and want to spread out, we can spread out through the whole room here. And we'll go to about 8 o'clock, and if you have to leave before then, leave. But if you don't, use the time. Use this time. Redeem the time. This is such a special time because your prayers can accomplish so much, not in your faithfulness, but in his faithfulness. And we want to use this time in prayer, and we'll close with a song at 8, those of you who are still here. And if you want to slip over and get some coffee in the meantime, I'm sure the Lord would grant you grace for that. And so we want to spread around now a little bit and then pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to be with brothers and sisters here this morning who have come to pray, and what a beautiful thing that is. We thank you for the gift of prayer. We thank you for the power of prayer. We thank you for your power, Holy Spirit, to lead us and have us united. And so as we break into our little groups, Lord, I know you will hear every prayer. This is the confidence that we have in you, and if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And we know that if you hear us, you will grant us the petitions we have asked. So lead us in this time of prayer now as we come before you with these petitions and requests in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Break into your small groups if you would, and then you can pray aloud one to another.